Hannah's good morning on this cold Wednesday morning down here. I'm not sure how the weather is your side, but we have the word of the Lord God Almighty to share with you on behalf of Mpumane Stephen Buiters. Good morning. And Wilma van Schalkwyk, our radio manager at Radio Pulpit in Pretoria, saying good morning and be blessed as well. Ephesians chapter 3 says, may Christ dwell in your hearts through faith to the end that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be strengthened to comprehend with all the saints what is the width, the length, the height, and the depth, and to know Christ's love, which surpasses all knowledge, that you may be filled with the fullness, all the fullness of God. And Ephesians 5 verse 1 to 2 says, be therefore imitators of God as beloved children, walk in love, even as Christ also loved you, and gave himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling fragrance. And the third portion of scripture of a character that God loves is Galatians 2 verse 20. I've been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I that live, but Christ living in me. That life which I know, now living in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. Galatians 2 verse 20, Ephesians 5 verse 1 to 2, and Ephesians 3 verse 17 to 19. What are the characteristics of a godly man, of a godly woman? What are the characteristics that honor God and pleases God and makes God full of joy about you and me? May I read it again? Ephesians 3 verse 17 to 19. May Christ dwell in your hearts through faith, to the end that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be strengthened to comprehend with all the saints what is the width, the length, the height, and the depth, and to know Christ's love, which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Ephesians 3 verse 17 to 19. The second portion of scripture this morning, Ephesians 5 verse 1 to 2. Be therefore imitators of God as beloved children. Walk in love, even as Christ also loved you and gave himself up for us, an offering and sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling fragrance. Ephesians 5 verse 1 to 2. And the third portion of scripture, Galatians 2 verse 20. I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I that live, but Christ living in me. That life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. Galatians 2 verse 20. You know, this morning I was just thinking about it. The word of the Lord says every day God's mercies are new, and you and I can strive to continue to be a better version of ourselves than we were yesterday. You and I must understand that no person on earth has the capability in himself through all the ages to achieve a God-like perfection. But by the love of God, by the grace of Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we can allow these seeds of God's holy word that I just read to be sown by the Holy Spirit and to be convinced by the Holy Spirit in our lives, to water these seeds, to watch these seeds, these biblical seeds that we just heard from God's word, to watch them grow as God gives the increase, please, and not the increase in material goods. Oh, so many churches are too full of this these days, all over the world, even in our country. When you hear the word increase in many churches, you think about material stuff. That's not what the word of the Lord says. Biblical indicators of the increase to grow in Christ's grace, to grow in the increase of God's love, to grow in the increase of the power of the Holy Spirit. I want to take five biblical indicators, what the Bible says about a godly man, a godly woman. Five. He or she loves the Lord. Second, he or she is responsible. Thirdly, he or she is generous. Fourthly, he or she is humble. And finally, in the fifth place, he or she, a godly man or a godly woman, fears the Lord. Let's look at them quickly. The first one. A godly person has the character to love the Lord. Jesus was often asked, what was the greatest commandment? And Jesus would reply, to love the Lord with all your heart, soul, and mind, and then he would add, to love your neighbor as yourself. The first characteristic of a godly man or woman is that he or she loves the Lord. And this commandment sets the stage for everything else. If a man or a woman truly follows the first commandment, to love the Lord, the rest will also fall in place. A godly man or woman understands his or her role as a setting to live an example to glorify God. So how do I know if I am truly loving the Lord? A man or woman who loves the Lord submits to Christ. 1 Corinthians 11:3 says, but I want you to understand that the head of every man in Christ, the head of a wife is her husband, and the head of Christ is God. You hear that? Have you comprehend that? You remember what comprehension is? English people will understand the word. Other languages will remember the comprehension test in language at school. Do you comprehend? Do you understand? Do you have insight? Ephesians 3:17 to 19 says, Christ, may he dwell in your hearts through faith to the end, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be strengthened to what? To comprehend, to understand with insight, with all the saints, what is the width, the length, the height, the depth of the love of God. To know Christ's love, which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. The character of a godly man or woman is that he or she loves the Lord God Almighty. The second characteristic is to be responsible. Huh? To be a godly man or woman is to be responsible. 1 Timothy 5:8 says, anyone does not provide for their relatives, and especially for their own household, has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. 1 Timothy 5:8. A godly man or woman has the character to step up to responsibilities. You will know what your responsibility is as a man or a woman, as a parent, as parents together, or a single parent, or an elderly person, or a young person, children. Huh? When I'm responsible, I have the insight to prioritize my priorities. Luke 9:62, Jesus replied, no one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God. To be fit for service in the kingdom of God, Luke 9:62, Jesus said, I must have the responsibility to prioritize my priorities. The priorities which is set in front of me, not behind me. And it begins with the time to set aside time to build my relationship with God. Because that relationship becomes the foundation on which other earthly relationships can be built. A responsible child of God, says Ephesians 4:15, communicates. Speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ. A godly man or woman of God knows the importance of communication. We live in an age of communication with all the technology, the social media, you name it. But we are the worst communicators. I mean, even at Radio Pulpit and K-Pulpit, we are in the business of communications. And many a times, we don't communicate with one another in a correct way. It happens. And therefore, we have to comprehend what is, as the Bible says, we just read it, Ephesians 3:17-19, to allow Christ to dwell in my heart through faith to the end, to be rooted and grounded in love, to be strengthened, to comprehend with all the saints what is the width, the length, the height, the depth, and to know Christ's love, which surpasses knowledge, that we may now be filled with all the fullness of God in our communication with God and with one another as a godly man or woman. When I love the Lord and when I am responsible in my priorities to communicate with God, there's a third characteristic. The Bible tells me a generous man or woman serves, to be servants. Oh, to be servants. Many a time the kingdom of God, the church, is too full of leaders. Oh, we all want to be leaders. We have leadership seminars. Oh, it's so important to be a leader. Yes, it is important. The Bible says so, to be a leader. We know all about leadership. We have PhDs, many a pastor, a dominie, a priest, a spiritual leader. Oh, we are full of leadership. Leadership, leadership, leadership. Read this book about leadership. What about servanthood? the characteristic of a godly person is generous to serve. You know, Proverbs 11, 24 to 25 says, one gives freely, yet grows all the richer. Another withholds what he should give and only suffers want. Whoever brings blessing will be enriched, and one who waters will himself be watered. Hey, Proverbs 11, 24, 25. It's all about being a generous servant. So the biblical principle is to be generous in servanthood, to serve. We live in an age in the church that we think it's all about leadership. Yes, it's important. But the most basic leader must learn, firstly, to be a generous servant, says the word of the Lord. Because then I can uplift another one, says 1 Thessalonians 5:11. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing, 1 Thessalonians 5:11. Such a man or woman is generous with encouragement, to forgive, to offer wisdom. The fourth characteristic is to be a humble person with a servant's heart, not to be a leader in the first place. To be humble. Ephesians 4 verse 2 says, be completely humble and gentle, be patient, bearing with one another in love. A humble man or woman has a servant's heart. That is to imitate Christ Jesus' example. Because a humble man or woman is a teachable person. Teachable. Proverbs 9 verse 9, give instruction to a wise man and he will be still wiser. Teach a righteous man and he will increase in learning. Oh Lord, give us increase in learning. Give us increase in humbleness. Give us increase in teachable spirit. Then I will be a forgiving person. Then I will work hard to glorify God. The last characteristic I want to share with you from God's word. A godly person fears the Lord, has reverence for the Lord. Hebrews 12:28 says, therefore let us be grateful for receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. And thus let us offer to God acceptable worship with reverence and awe. Hebrews 12:28. The character of a godly person has a deep reverence for the Lord, walks in constant awe of the Lord's greatness. And it starts in the heart and manifests in our actions. These days we are many a times, and I don't want to generalize, but many a times we are so, as we say in Afrikaans, vlak, shallow. Get back to being a godly person who fears the Lord. What the Bible means with that. Hebrews 12:28. Therefore, let us be grateful for receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Thus, let us offer to God acceptable worship with reverence and awe. Stand in awe. A God-fearing man or woman is obedient to the Lord. A God-fearing man or woman is a courageous man or woman, strong in faith. Oh, may the Lord God Almighty bless us. May Christ dwell in our hearts through faith to the end that we, being rooted and grounded in love, may be strengthened to comprehend with all saints what is the width, the length, the height, the depth, and to know Christ's love, which surpasses knowledge, that you and I may be filled with the fullness of God, says Ephesians 3:17-19. May the Lord God Almighty bless us to be people of character, and it can only come to the fullness with this song, Third Day When I'm Born Again.